Will Hobson joins us on Writer's Block. Will, thanks so much for joining us today. Great of you to do this. We were just talking before you came on about, you know, that when you talk about things like CTE or climate change, and I was trying to make the case that you don't like to give people who question the veracity of those things, you don't like to give them an out. You don't like to give them a thread that they can pull on and go, see, a lot of the work, a lot of the stuff you folks are talking about, a lot of it is inaccurate, a lot of it's bad science. And Bennett O'Malu kind of sort of fits into that in some ways, doesn't he? Because he sort of portrayed himself or became the face of CTE. And as your article points out, it's not exactly the way it was portrayed in the movie.
Right, right. And I do think the climate change CTE science comparison is one that folks make a lot. And I think it's a bit of a false parallel in that. With regard to CTE, depends on what do we mean? Do we think playing professional contact sports for a while can cause CTE? I think that is growing to be indisputable. But the idea that playing, as Bennett O'Malu will tell you, and as some of the researchers believe, the idea that playing a contact sport for any number of years, 1 year, 2 years, getting a concussion or two, that can cause CTE. I don't think that, I wouldn't put that on the same plane as like, does human life contribute to global climate change?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, well, let's talk about Bennett O'Malu, the person, because, you know, for a lot of people, he is the face of CTE science. He's Will Smith, you know, for want of a better comparison, because of the film, the kind of popularization of the simplification of this story. But he is a kind of a complicated guy. I guess that's, you know, and I know that, you know, that's a little too broad, but you can talk a little bit about Bennett O'Malu, the myth, and Bennett O'Malu, the man.
Sure. Bennett O'Malu, the man, has a very inspirational backstory. Raised in Nigeria during the time of the Civil War, came to America with something like $200 in his back pocket, nothing else to his name, and made a good living as a medical examiner, working in the medical examiner's office in Pittsburgh. Where the myth starts to take off is when what he did discover in the brain of Mike Webster, the former Pittsburgh Steelers great, we think, was football-related brain damage, potentially this disease called CTE, which had existed, we had known about in the medical research community for a century. But what happened, where the myth starts to take off, is Bennett O'Malu claims not that he's the first guy to find CTE in an NFL player, but that he discovered a new disease, a disease that had never been found before. As we detail in the story, it kind of takes off from there.
Yeah.
And he has now become an evangelist. Correct?
Right. I mean, that's the interesting thing is there are research groups around the globe studying CTE, doctors whose names are nowhere near as well known as Bennett O'Malu's in Scotland and Canada and Australia and across the US, Texas, California, studying CTE. Bennett O'Malu hasn't published any new research in CTE in upwards of a decade. He's contributing very little to our actual understanding of the disease. Instead, he did a little bit of work in the late 2000s and now has become an evangelist traveling the world for paid speaking engagements, painting this very dark, frightening picture about what can happen to you if you play contact sports and the dangers of concussions. He also has built a very lucrative career as an expert witness in some of these CTE-related cases and in some non-CTE-related cases, making claims at times, as we document, that have little or no basis in established science.
Well, what does the rest of what does that research community think of him at this stage?
I mean, it's a little bit of a touchy subject, partly because for two reasons. One, Dr. O'Malu is prone to claim anyone who questions him is either racist, which he's made claims about me to that effect, or a shill corrupted by relationships with professional sports leagues. So I think people are a little reticent to speak candidly about his science for fear of dealing with that. And then there's also, I mean, the discussion of CTE research right now is a very emotional, polarized discussion. And I think there are doctors and researchers who feel very strongly that that sports leagues and people are not doing enough to cut down on the risk for CTE, and Bennett Amalu is their champion, and so anything that undercuts him and his message is an attack on broader CTE research. And so I think some of those folks weren't happy with the story, not because they had problems with the factual merits, but just they didn't, you know, it was off brand for them.
Yeah, I guess, the fact is, we probably wouldn't be talking about having a CTE conversation on a sports radio station if it wasn't for Bennett Amalu. You know, like, you know, maybe it would have happened eventually. But he did bring this thing.
I don't know if that's the case.
I think so?
He's done the best job of branding himself
okay.
as a part of CTE. But to anyone in the community, they know the folks at Boston University have a woman named Anne McKee, who's not in concussion. She hasn't been the focus of a movie. She has done exponentially more CTE-related research than Bennett Amalu has. But nobody's played her in a Hollywood movie. She hasn't written any books. She hasn't taken pay as an expert witness, and she has a much less busy paid speaking engagement schedule.
Well, how far along the road are we to connecting the dots between head trauma, the amount of head trauma, the situation in which the head trauma occurs, to CTE, to what CTE can, the symptoms and the effect in life? You know, I know it's tricky, obviously, because to find CTE, you need an autopsy. You know, you can't find it in a living person at this stage, I believe. But it's, you know, the cause and effect is the tricky part here, is it not?
The cause and effect is well, so I don't think cause is that tricky in that I think any researcher you talk to will tell you, okay, head trauma is bad.
Yeah.
You know, concussions are bad. You don't want to have a bunch of them. And there's a lot of good research out there, including research from Canada, that shows if you have three or more concussions, your risks for a whole bunch of bad things go up. Now, that doesn't mean they go up exponentially. You got to think about, like, when, like, we say, like, a three times risk increase. Well, if it's a really rare thing and it's three times more common, it's still pretty rare. So head trauma is bad, and there's not really any disagreement about that. The question is, does playing a few years of a contact sport, which really is the vast majority of the millions of people who play these sports, football, ice hockey, wrestling, they're not doing it for 10 or 20 years. They're doing it for, you know, 5 to 8 years. Does doing that increase your risk for brain disease and brain damage that can change your life inalterably? And that is very much an unanswered question and is very heatedly disputed. Banging your head, anyone who asked me if my kid were to go play in the NFL, I would be very concerned, and I'd very closely monitor the history of his head injuries. And at a certain point, you got to think like NFL star Luke Kuechly did this year, but he retired after a number of concussions and said, I want to play the game, but I just can't play it with the same reckless abandon that I used to. So we know a lot about head trauma, and that it's bad, but with regard to the picture of CTE that's painted by Amalu and potentially by some other researchers, we're not there yet.
So, you know, look, this movie, when did this movie come out, Stephen? It was out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you, Will, are enough people now questioning Bennett Amalu? And why did it take them so long to do it? Maybe it didn't. Maybe people were immediately questioning him. And, you know, those of us in the media kind of, well, we like the story. And, you know, you always kind of cheer for the story in some ways. Why did it take so long for people for people to really sort of call him out on this? Or I guess they're calling out on him to become so public is how I'd put it.
I think a couple of reasons. A, I mean, it's really complicated stuff. This is brain science.
Yeah.
So, you know, it took me a few months of reporting to even really understand. You know, one of our main thrusts in the story is that what Bennett Amalu describes as CTE in his published papers makes no sense. He has this incredibly broad definition for what CT looks like in your brain, but I mean, if he's literally following that definition, you could find CT in basically anyone's brain.
Mm-hmm.
And that took like 6 to 9 months of research for me to comprehend what that meant. So I think that's one component. The other thing you got to remember is that when Dr. Amalu came on the scene, he was criticized, but they were all it's primarily by doctors who worked with or for the NFL,
okay,
who had also published really bad research that that argued that concussions were fine and that NFL players were borderline superhuman and could have a concussion and go right back on the field and nothing bad would happen to them. So, you know, there was a bad messenger for that criticism on the front end. And I think the third component is just, it took until the mid 2015, like 2015, 2016 is when other studies started to come out that really showed how wrong he was on a lot of things he was saying, like how to diagnose the disease, like how prevalent it potentially could be. So I think those are kind of the combining factors.
Well, you said there's been some blowback from this story that you faced. Could you talk about that a little bit more?
There hasn't been a whole lot. I mean, I do a lot of investigative accountability reporting. Typically somebody's angry at me after I publish a story.
Yep.
And I expected Dr. Mala would not, we tried to speak to him repeatedly over the course of a year. I expected he wouldn't like the story. He didn't. And he has written a couple missives online, just as problematic factually as everything else he tends to write or say these days. And he has some supporters who, you know, have been quite critical of the piece. But I think the broader medical science community has welcomed the piece, has commended me, perhaps via my inbox as opposed to on social media. We've had no legitimate factual issues with any assertions we made.
Well, it was a terrific piece of reporting and a terrific article. Thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Care.